Gemara and Shabbos. In the Chof Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Tonu Rabbanon, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Le'anicho al Pesach Beisoy Mibachutz. Ner Chanukah." Mitzvah le'anicho al Pesach beisoy mibachutz. V'im ha'yodor ba'aliyo, she lives on the second floor, manicho hi b'chaloin asmucho l'rshus horabim. The first halacha is the mokim of adlokas nerchanike, dina de gemore, which was mentioned to the time, but was stated in the gemore is one place you could like nerchanike, is mitzvah nerchanike le'anicho mibachutz. You have to leave it outside. The mudar ba'aliyah. So a person lives in the aliyah, in the second floor, that he doesn't have a door. Manicho b'chaloi nasmucho l'ushu sarabi. He puts it in the chaloi nasmucho l'ushu sarabi. U'b'sha'as ha'sakona, when it's dangerous. Manicho ha'shulchono y'vedayah. So the Gemara be'etzem has three mekoymes of adlokeh. One mokim of adloke is bachutz. If he lives on the second floor, that he doesn't have a door, manichoi b'chaloi nasmucho l'rshus harabi. Sh'as ha'sakone manichoi ha'shulchon evedai. So, midina de gemore, where is the mokim of adlokes nerchanike? Mibachutz. Outside. Sh'as ha'sakone, when it was dangerous, manichoi ha'shulchon evedai. Baruch Hashem, Kayom in Eretz Yisrael, and in America, Vesach Nish. But in Eretz Yisrael, Vesach Klor, but in Eretz Yisrael, for sure, is no Sh'as HaSakon. It's not dangerous. Like I mentioned, too, about the veil, not even scared to start with the police here. But that's not Sh'as HaSakon. Biskerov gizok tamore, I stand with Derech Agav, I'm over the Afghane, and the Biskerov stops a bocher, twirling a pistol stone on a policeman. He told him to be stopping koyres, to be tzioini. If you would not be a tzioini, you're not scared from the guy. They could kill you. I can't believe that the your police, the both are only, you know, chweis, rapi, chweis. I'm not going to get on. If you're not scared to make Afghanistan, the chat is yet to say that tzioini. Prisoner is not a tzioini, he's scared to make Afghanistan. This is a good discount. So, but don't schmooze, it's not good, the devil. So, it's not Sh'as HaSakone. So if it's not Sh'as HaSakone, Be'etzem is no heter to be over and dinner the Gemara. I think most people in Moshe don't eat milk with chicken together. Because Chazal said, you're not allowed to. So if Chazal said, it's a chiyuv to light nerchanike b'chutz, a mitzvah de Rabbanon, it's no heter when it's not Sh'as HaSakone. When Azei passed in Rebbe Yashiv, that you have to light nerchanike outside, in Eretz Yisrael, Chweish in America. Rebbe Yomin Zilber, Ezek B'Shem B'Chazanish, Rebbe Rizkerov, and his father is the Achosh of Yid, Rav Yudah Adas, the Shif of Galyankev, he says, you're not Yoytze if you light inside. You're not Yoytze. So, lo megein abisu tzuzamen, mevarer zayn, de aloche, if you Yoytze, if you light in the Chanike, inside, you're not Yoytze. Lo megein duch mevarer zayn, a shrikul v'inget. In the Sefer from Rebbe Yashiv, in this Kovet Shuvas Chelek Aleph, is a tshuva like this. He starts, Ro'isi b'Sefer Dvar Yoshua. Shekosav Advar Yoshua b'zeh aloshim. Shekosav Advar Yoshua b'zeh aloshim. Advar Yoshua was a rabbi in Tel Aviv, and he writes a tshuva in the Sefer. And this is what he writes in his sefer. Mikan ani tomea al ma sheroisi ba'aloisi liYerushalayim. I went once to visit Yerushalayim. Sheyesh noyagim madlikim b'chutz. I saw when I went to visit Yerushalayim Irakodesh, I saw some people light nechanike b'chutz. Eini yoidea mimi yotzu lohem ero azu. The Rav from Tel Aviv. Milvad sherashoim lehadlik b'fnim, I hope you're allowed to light inside. חייבים להדליק בפנים. ואם מדליקים בחוץ, לא יוצא ידי חייבוסו. אז זה שרייב דרופן תל אביב. Zogt Rabbi Yashiv, when he writes him a letter back. Zogt Rabbi Yashiv, what's it? Shiroiti HaKoteres, when I saw your book, when I saw your sefer, I saw a headline, a top line. It says, Yevuar Tzidkas Minogenu She'ein Madlikim Nerchanike Birshus HaRabim. This tshuva will go to explain why we don't light outside. Aval Pi She'ein Sakona Bezman Hazeh. Schreibt Rabbi Yashiv, Choshavti, Dehane Achon of Bnei Galuso, our brothers that came from Galus, all of the years they had the habit to light inside. They were very scared, it was a Shasa Sakone, Chayu Be'eimu. And they had to light inside. And now, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard for them to change their habit. So you want to write a tshuva to find a marker. Choshavti ki koshelem li gomel, you know, to get used to changing bad habits. Choshavti that you're trying to find a heter. Over mikan, that you decided that the oisin ka'aloche, and people that do ka'aloche, when the Shulchan Aruch says that mechanike has to be outside, it's not right? Lo yochalti lo, I couldn't stand it. Omarti osura era, my come on, I'll go to see madua asne boya. And Rabbi Yashi finishes the tshuva, V'kmoiken benerchanike aloche psuko demadlik bachutz. And he writes in the end, V'hinei keshem she'omru chazal, mitzvah lo imar dovor anishma, kach mitzvah shelo imar dovor shelo anishma. So be'etzem, I was thinking not to write the tshuva, because some people, they could hear this whole shir, and then go back to the deer and light inside. Achon of Megalusa. They have these bad habits that they used to. What's up with Rabbi Yashi? לא נמנעתי זאת רבל יאשיב לכתוב לקוויתרוסוי לא נמנעתי לכתוב לקוויתרוסוי I was not מנעת to write down why? שמו בבוא אם ירצה השם לקיים מצווה סדלוקס נרחניקה בחניקה maybe if I would write you this תשובה when חניקה will come יהרר עוד פעם you will think it over if it's not better to do כמו שכוסו בהלוכה בשולחן אורוך that you have to light outside וממנו יירו וכן יעשו וזכוס הרבי מי יתולוי בוי so Rabbi Yashiv, I thought maybe it's worth it I will write you a tshuva you'll think it over maybe when Chanukah will come you'll decide to be a good yid and people will change their habits and you'll have a lot of zchusim so I decided I'm writing you a tshuva anyway so I will go on the derech from Rabbi Yashiv you know I know and we'll try together to mevarer take what is the mocker of some people that they light inside Again, before we start, Chas v'Shalom, I know Siddur Kedoshe Elyon that have different minhagim. But, you know, we are Poshto Yidden, we try to make what Hashem tells us. The Derech Klal, we try to keep every Derabonon. And we have a Chiyuv next week, Chiyuv Derabonon to light outside. And if a person has a'ozer not to make the Takonas Chazal, he has to have a reason why not to make the Takonas Chazal. Because most of Takonas Chazal, I think most people keep. They don't eat chicken with milk, you know, it's also Derabonon. It's also Chiyuv Derabonon, it's like the same thing. Maybe if they light inside, they could eat chicken with milk in the same, you know, the latke is open. Chaz v'shop, Siddur Choshev, they didn't do it. But we go mevar zayin, the mocker, and long again mevar zayin take, what is the chiyuv and where is the mocker? So you could say when you're home in America, shasa sakone. Can't say America is dangerous. Over here, we see it's not shasa sakone. We see it's not shasa sakone. For mevar this shayla, And to know close the lomdus of the shayla, before we come to pask into machriya, what is the halacha? We have to clear three chakiras belomdus. We know the Gemara gave us three places to light Ner Chanukah. Gemara Shabbos Chofal. Ner Chanukah mitzvah leadliko mibachutz. Lashna Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. Ner Chanukah mitzvah leanicho al Pesach habayis mibachutz. First place. Im yodar ba'aliyah, person lives on the second floor, manicho b'chaloyin asmucho l'rshus harabim. He puts it in the chaloy, shas ha'sakona, if it's dangerous, manicho al-shulchon ha'vedai. Lo mikler ha'chakira, bezman ha'gimore. I think everyone in Klal Yisrael believes and knows that in the time that the chazal were misaken, the place was to lie outside. No one lived inside. No bismedrash lived inside the bismedrash. בזמן חזל, everyone lived outside. לא מקלרם, בזמן חזל, a person didn't want to light outside. And he decided to light inside. נשבסיידר, חזל פולנט to light outside. Ich gefahren. Wer die Jäder ist Jäuze oder nicht? Das ist der erste Chakira. If this man chazal that you have to light outside, and a person didn't light outside, but the other is yoytzen or chanike or not. This is the first shayla. If the other is yoytzen, but the other is not yoytzen. It's a shtickel raya, l'chor, it states, only b'shas ha-sakona manicho al-shulchon ha-vedayo. Mashma, if it's not shas ha-sakona, he has to light inside, outside. Loshem ha-shulchon ha-uch, and simen tof reish ein alef, seif hei, נרחניקו מניחו על פסח הסומך לרשותו רבי מי בחוץ ובשעה ססקונו שאינו ירשאי לקיים המצווה מניחו על שולחון עבדיו משמע to live it inside אינו ירשאי לקיים המצווה so if someone is not a gemore will light the נרחניקה inside it's משמע in the lotion of שולחון אורך that is not מקיים the מצווה a bigger riot the world brings down Tesis in Shabbos Chof Aleph Amud Beis Gemara says Ner Chanukah till when it has to light till when you can light it Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk We'll see next week what is the hours But Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk This is the time that you're allowed to light the Ner Shabbos the Ner Chanukah Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk Zog Tesis Nira L'Ri The Ato in our days Ain Lochush if you light it later Because we're anyway not lighting it outside. We're only lighting it for the Bnei Abayis. So man, it wasn't enough kemina tichle regel min ashuk. Again, the halachah would have zen. But they said that ato is not enough kemina. Because anyway, we're lighting it for the Bnei Abayis. For shein ish tishayel. Even bezman ha-gemorah, if the dievet bezman ha-gemorah, you could light it inside. So what it means, even bezman ha-gemorah, what the gemorah says, at she tichle regel min ashuk. And then you can't light the candles, but you can light it inside for the Bnei Abayis. The third is mevuyer in Teisves that the zman ha-gemorah if you would light out inside you are not the yoytzer. Gematrik ha-shtikl. Rambam ha-zeichet mashma ha-zeich. As another raya, the gemorah says that if you light the nechanike inside and you take it outside you're not the yoytzer. Because that block your yoytzer mitzvah. So if you light it inside and you take it outside you're not the yoytzer because that block your yoytzer mitzvah. So Rashi, and you lit it inside, and inside it's not a good candle. If the Yevet Manichah Shulchan Avedayah is good, so why are you telling me that if I light it inside and I take it out, I'm not Yoytzeh because I'd look Yoytzeh Mitzvah? Oh, but the Yevet inside is also a good Mechanikah. The Tarat is Bezman HaGemorah, inside is not a good Mechanikah. And the Yevet, you're not Yoytzeh. You're right, and the Tur is Mashmash Tikal Fakir. Because the Tur says, Yitliko Befnim Voitziyo Lebachutz Lo Yotzo, Sha'aroya Oymer Letzorcha Umadli. Why do you have to say Sha'aroya Oymer? Tape it inside, you're not Yoytzer. So Mitzad Echot, these are the rayas that Bezman HaGemore, this is Chakira Aleph. If you have to light outside and you lit inside, you're not Yoytzer. Le'umas them is rayas Fakel. That even Bezman HaGemore, if you didn't light outside and you lit inside, you're Yoytzer. The first raya is a ritva. The ritva says, that if a person is late, fakel from Teisvus, and you already passed the time, so light inside. Le'goa mishas ha-sakona. Yeah, but there it's mashma that if you late, dahayinu, if you light in shkia, you have to light outside. If you light late, so it's like shas ha-sakona, and then you could light inside. Aber steht nicht in Ritva, that in the hours that you could light outside, you could light inside. The second raya is the Rashbo. The Rashbo says, Nechanike v'ner Shabbos, The halacha is Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos odif mishum shlom beisim. Zog the Rashbo, lefi the shittas that you're allowed to be nenef and Ner Chanukah. So we have an option, Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. They tell you, light Ner Shabbos shlom beisim. Zog the Rashbo, light the Ner Chanukah, and be nenef and Ner Chanukah instead of Ner Shabbos. You'll have a shlom beis. So what is the answer? Because in the old days, the Ner Chanukah was outside, and the Suda was inside. Zog the Rashbo, no, but with the heaven you can light inside. So the we have a Rashba that with the air. Okay, it's not a Muchach. Because Mechanikah with a Shabbos and a Shabbos Adif. So I don't have outside. Because I don't have only one candle. So if I say that I don't have one candle, break the Rashba light inside. There's another Ritva, interesting, why is this the Torah, so say. The Ritva writes down that Sakone love Dafka, because in Kenya, Horik, Val Yavar, he says, Sakona means tsar or evil. He says like in France, the going don't like us. Weiss is schon, gibt sich an Demels already. Yeah, he says, the Goyim don't like in France Yidden. Das ist auch da. Wenn man le, that in a Zahm Matzev, you don't have to light outside. Doesn't have to be. Sog der Ritva, will er fichoch oimer moiri. Schon in Nasche, wo Ruach, if it's windy outside, you also can light inside. What is the difference if the Goyim going to blow it out, or Hashem is blowing it out with a wind? So some people say, what's every little thing? We'll see later. So, mitzad echot, we have some rayas that is mashma, that bizman chazal, you cannot light b'dievet inside. But in the ritmo that it says, lav davke sakone, eivor, ruach, every little thing is mashma, the best thing you could light inside. It's better to light outside. So, this is chikira aret, that we don't have a pshitis, but the dinagay about it, aloch alamayse. That we're clearing, if bizman chazal b'dievet, if I light inside, I'm your eternal. Lom again chikira beis. Even if we nemtzachon, that bizman chazal, but the heaven and not Yitzhak I light inside. What would be, I live in the first floor, so Chazal told me to light in the door. I live in the top floor and I don't have a door to the outside. I could light in my window. Let me claim this man Chazal, I'm living in the bottom floor and I didn't listen to Chazal and I didn't light outside. So we said, but the heaven and not Yitzhak. But I put it in the window. Chazal said that the person that lives in the second floor, but the heaven could put it in the window. No, Chalikim Ibachut, Vim Galbali, or you can put it in a window. Shasa Sakon, you put it on the table. So, here one was, if I didn't listen to Chazal, I put it on the table. But Yevon, I'm Yoitzer or not? Even if it's Yevon, I'm not Yoitzer. But if I put it in a window, maybe then, I'm not with Yevon, I'm Yoitzer. Better a door, but a window is also good. What is the Chkire? If it was a Takon, only a person that doesn't have a door, they'll metake for him a window. Oh, everyone, window is also good. B'shem Moreinu HaChazon Ish, Reb Moshe Feinstein, and some people B'shem Dov Yisgirov say that it's okay. So B'meile, every person that will have a good window will see Baal. Not every time you have a good window. B'malo Me'asim Mamo, if it's in the back, some place that people can't see from the window, so then we don't have this Eitz. Now, the third Chakire, this is a big Chakire also. So first chakir was b'dievet if you can leave it inside. Even if you can't, b'dievet you can leave it in a window. If you will say, and this is against the chassidim, shtikel, l'chur, if we will nemtzachon in chakir beis, that if you could, if you want to put it in the window is like a door. So l'chur, lo mezogin in America, some people think that Borough Park is mokim sakon. Lo mezogin. But for sure, Borough Park is not so dangerous that if you light a menorah in the window, they will break your window. I'm asking maybe to leave it in the street, it's dangerous. But they don't break the windows. See, no places, Lamazogan, I know, in Newcastle, there, even in the window, they could break the window. In France, Mr. Maris, in Paris, for sure. But, in Ritva. But, I'm saying, it's places that the danger will be to be in the street. If we will say that the window is Yoyotze, so if you could have a window, you don't have a habit to put it inside the house near the door. Like the meaning of some people. Why? Because it's not a sakana. We're saying the shayla is starting out to swallow. It's not dangerous. We're to light the menorah this year. But this is the shayla, Rabbi Yashu says, not sakana, you have to light outside. Now we're going to be the evidence, I'm yoyitza inside or not. Now we're saying, not even if the evidence, I have to outside, maybe a window is like outside. But if I will decide that a window is like outside, I have a chumre. That the chutzlah, it could be also have to go to the window. Lemay, say, Mishnebura is mashmazay. Mishnebura says, kayoim shemenichim befnim, מי שיש לו חלון ואין סכון להניח בחלון לכתחילה יניח שום ולא ליד הדרס סתם אם שתבור דוד עושה חיוב סיום וביסיין אם שתבור היה עושה חיוב להניח בחלון רב מוישה פיינשטיין holds in America you מחויב to put it in a window וזה גם נפסק של רב מוישה you're not allowed to put it near the doors why? because רב מוישה גאהלתן that בעצם he was masking with רבי ישיב that the etzem, if the sakona is finished, we have to go back to the Gemara, to see, hold, that window is like door, that's what we said a second ago, so mele heos in chutz laoretz, the danger clap your windows disappear, mele yim chuyuv to go back to the windows. So now, that we have the sugya, lom again aloha lemaise. So Rebbe Yashiv is beroish atzoyadim, yatimo, poise kador, Rebbe Yashiv is stark, there is shum pshores. Rebbe Yashiv kimat holds that you mechuyev to light outside, and he has a tzad that inside is mamash brocha levatole. Kleine say Baruch Shem. Because if we learn that Bismala Gemara B'diyevet, you're not Yoytze inside. Now, before, I assume Baal will go Aloch and Maise, how every person has to be Noyek. But before that, I want now to be Masber, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have Choshev Yidin, Gdoyle Yisrael, that light inside, and Grace of Rebbes, that light inside, Mamish, not a window, Gornish, we have to Melamed Tzutz. They don't use a window. They have a Rosh Hashanah inside of this medrash, this Mishginuk. Doesn't help. I want to be mad when we start. A person will put tefillin on his ear. This is Gornish. Chazal said, the mokim at menoiro is al pesach abayis mi bachutz. This is the takonas Chazal. Like mezuzah, a person say, you know, bezman hazeh, you know, they put mezuzah on the table. You know, go modern. Yeah? It's a nishtar zazach. It's a mokim for the mezuzah. It's not a mokim for the... Menoiro has a mokim. Mi pesach abayis mi bachutz. This is what Rabbi Yashiv Tainis. Shaz has takonah, it stopped. You can't change the Torah. I said, chaloyim could be. Moshe says, chaloyim is like the door. I said, well, we have Gdolei Rebbes that don't use the chaloyim. So we have to first masbir, what is the tzad? What is the tzad that people don't light outside? Then will come the psak, that will explain why Taka and every dira has different psakim, and every year the psakim change. Because it's mamish, it's a lot of tzirufim. A window of fear of Moshe, a door of fear of Eliashiv, it's all different tzirufim, where is better to light? See, a lot of people light 2 minutes, 3 minutes, tell me the fee how much you mach me take. We're going to fee the Seder. In Sefer Dvar Yeshua, this Rav, he times not only that you don't have to light outside, he writes in the Sefer, Dvar Yeshua, they have it in the Oitzer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem, if you light outside, he says, Abroch Elevatola. This is the Rav that Rabbi Yashi writes the Tshuva against. But he writes, that if you light outside, it's Abroch Elevatola. What? He says like this. He'll bring you a raya. You know, shofar is a mitzvah after the raya. Where we blow the shofar? Before Muslim. Had to be miyal in the morning. When the chazan macht dort, you know, ya'alech, weiss ale nigunim, in shachis dort. Nigunim, me shofar. The Talmud says, you know, in the old days, this is what they did. They blew shofar right away. Why they stopped? Because the goyim wanted to kill us, it was a sakana, and they would wait for us the whole morning. So we waited until they go away. But the goyim left. Now says they changed it, it stays changed. Zokta, they changed it, they put it inside, now the place is inside. Outside is like they put it in his ear. Zokta. They changed the place. The place moved from outside to inside. The Moshe, we know that takana is a gemara that psula nisus la yoyim arevi. You marry a psula, you have to get married yoyim arevi. Most people, I think, though, I punk did it, but most people, I think, though, are not makpid to marry Dafka B'yayim Arevi. Most people are not makpid. Why? I'm always given a takone, because the Chazal was attacking because both the Dini Mitzui was a takone, because they said, called Epsulot, Shibor, Tchilo, La Agmoim, and they knew that we get married B'yayim Arevi, so they came to Goyim, so they changed it. Now, here I want that time to say, if you're a lamb, then you'll have what I'm saying now. That this shtickle is because of what we're saying till now. His sticker is giboit of them that this man of Gemara, you're not yoitza inside. So when the sakona came, they had to switch the places. And they said, now, no more outside, inside. So he said, after they switched it, it will switch. If we were saying, lefi detzad, that b'dievet this man of Gemara, you yoitza inside, they didn't have to switch it. So his kule is giboit of Achumre. Then we are the tzad, that b'dievet you can light inside, you know, maybe you're right, Rabbi Yashi was right. He gradually learned that b'di'evit yinat yoytze. He has a shtikul teira that they changed it because it was a sakana and it stayed changed. Lo yitzu, you say b'di'evit yoytze inside, is no mokum to his shtikul teira that they had to switch the place. Because that place was a place anyway. So, the shtikul is that. In Sefer Minchas Yitzchok from Dayan Weiss, the Alter Rav from the Eidah Charedis, the Friediker of Weiss, he paskins in Minchas Yitzchok that you could light inside. He brings down an Itur. Itur is given from Gdoyle HaRishonim. I read the Lashon of the Itur. Bezman HaSakone Idliku Befnim VeKayoim Af She'ein Sakone Madlikim Befnim Kevon SheNoagu Noagu UMir Nochet SheYadlik Bachutz. So first state, the Lekid Val Yeshua. That the Maith and Nochoim, no, I did the dog that we marked Ali Nochoims, are valid to light outside. But he says that you're allowed to light inside. And all Zaruah Hilchis Chanukah state, Kayoim She'ein Sakone, Noagu Lehalik Befnim. The Loya Dina Taime, my Taime Ein Madlikim Bechatzar Zeinu. I don't know why they don't light outside. So state again that there's a minute to light inside. Rabbi Yashin says, yeah, but he says he doesn't know the reason. So maybe you have to change it to light outside. Yeah, but the Maizid of Zeruah and the Itu, G'doy Negdela Arishayim, let them inside. In the Sefer Oyel Moyed, this is the Talmud, the Rebbe of the Rashba, the Achshov Noagu Leaniach Ala Pesach Mibifnim, not even a window. Afa Pish'ein Shasa Kone. So we have three Rishayim, of Zeruah, Itu, and Oyel Moyed, that you light inside, even though it's not dangerous. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim states, Sakone Lav Davka, Sakone as Ganovim, you scared there was through the Menorah, especially if it's from silver. Yeah? You scared? So it's also a Sakone. That Sakone Dachzach is knowing also this man of Zeh. And he said, that's Nishkin Takone, you have to make a cheap Menorah. In Sefer Imrei Noyam, he brings down a Megillah's Tainis. Mipnei Sakone means also Mipnei Aleitzim. They laugh on you. The goyim would laugh on us. On afal pi shesteit lo yivash ibnei amaliim, he says, Hoche, tiknu shikshiyesh leitzim yochol lehadlik bifnim. What's the about? I have a suggestion of kimina la'aloche lemaise of them. So Bocha asked me about all the places were taken outside. It was only like one place, like mamash on the floor, he had to lay there until I... So he was embarrassed, everyone would laugh on him. It's like, mitnei leitzim. Then he's laughing out inside. Well, see, sometimes it's because the matzah that's mamash on the sun is light outside, you have the head of mitnei leitzim. Aruch HaShulchan, with Niskabel and Klal Yisrael, he says, today it's very windy. It's windy. He says, Amol v'nishgiver windy. I think maybe it's the gather the Uzzah, they say, don't, you know, the thing that they brought, you know, I don't know, this, you know, the world's getting warm. I say that the Metzius, he says that today it became very windy. He says, he has a right, because the Mele, he says, today, if you try to light outside without a glass box, it will never work. It will never work. He said, Chazal will not metake to make boxes for Neiros Chanukah. Shetnish, Chayev Odom Lashis Kufas, to buy a box, Shetnish, Shetnish, make them a Neiro. Shetnish, some of the Gemara, you make a box. Shetnish, get box. And Sefer Shiras Yav, he says, you mechut to make a box. He says, Amol Nish Given Azash Shark Yawin. He says, the Gemara says, Shalim Alakshomim already from Zayin Betishrei, Zayin Becheshvin. He said about, in our days, he says, a candle, even in the summer, you need a box. So it's nice to know the wind was different. In Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, this will be Vein again, next week we'll explain it. This is Vein again, he says, the reason you don't light outside is, a person that lights outside, we'll explain, you have to be a big mumcha to light outside. A bocha that is not a mumcha, doesn't hear good shir, how to light outside, is not allowed to light outside. Why? Because you take a box, and you light outside. The problem is, that if you will leave the box open, it will go off. So you close the back right away. But adloka is a mitzvah. B'shas the adloka, it was not ready to light for 45 minutes. So it doesn't help to close the box. So we'll see, it's a whole different patent, how you open it and you put the candle inside. It's a gadza mumchias. On them, could be tzabrocha levatole. Because adloka is a mitzvah, and b'shas the adloka, we'll see, machlekes b'skerov, b'tuchan kamiyevski, we'll ask the next week how to light. But Mikroi Kodesh says, because of that, people don't light outside, because you have to be a gadza mumcha how to light outside. Some people wanted to see it because you can't see it clear. The Gemara says that you have to see it clear than a Chanukah. But the Torah says, if it's a clear glass, if it's a glass like the one they put in front of Beis Shai Dalton, that is a problem. That glass are not seen through. We'll get about that these glasses could be a problem. But a glass that is seen through, the Maril Diskin says that even the Sakone stop, the reason Klal Yisrael light inside is because the Sakone could come back. So they didn't want that people will start to light outside and will start dangers and fires and the goyim will have tainus. And there was a story here in Eretz Yisrael 2 years ago, a neighbor living outside in the building. He was like, the shita that you light inside the building, near the steps, in the apartment building. The kids was a neighbor, a shik tzadotin, and she claimed that she got dizzy and she fell because kids are the student who knows how much of money, because you know she got dizzy from the smoke and she fell and she broke her foot, b'chule, b'chule. And you know, they went to a judge, you know, a lot of money. Then they went to the top judge, he said that the next week he will die. The Valdi could light, next week they could come, and after a week he said, now they have to stop. He was taking proof, so you know, he said, he pushed it off for a week, and in a week he will give the psak. And they said, from now on, not to light for this year. Although the etzem, we see that the sakone could happen. The hand of the sakone is not mufka. In Sefer Bnei Yisrael, he said that al-pisoi, when they were oikirit, it stayed. In Sefer Bnei Yisrael, for the Magid Mikuznitz, he brings down al-pisoi, Sefer Spaneach brings down, the Sefer Seder Ayoim, he brings down, the Tzfas was no sakone, the Bishyosef was there, and they lived inside. So these are the Mekoyres, to Melam Eschus, that for sure the people that lied inside, we can't yell on them. But, Ich will read in the Halacha Lemaise, what a bacher that comes to Israel, you know, the one that follows the Gedolei Israel, that these are his poiskim, where to light. So Lechura, if you follow Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yomin Zilber, Chazanish, Beskirov, you have to light outside, that's it, it's follow for Avadis. Now, if you light outside, Lechura, you eat it everyone, Lechura. If you light in the window, Bederech Klal, you also mistame, you eat it everyone. So the mice were to light. So I want to go to say. The Gemara says, "Azoyir bener have le bonim talmidei chachomim." Ner Chanukah, you know, the kashas alamo. We don't see all the talmidei chachomim. Eretz, most people don't light outside. Yeah. Azoyir bener. Azoyir bener have le bonim talmidei chachomim. Zoyir doesn't mean that he's yaitz with the evid. Zoyir means zohir, zohir. So the person is zohir bener, and then it's kizan talmidei chachomim. They're coming back to frag him. Of a close man that he's lighting inside, he doesn't have to ask why he's not a Zerbana. So let me again say, a bocher wants, I want before Aloha Lemaise, a bocher wants to light outside. You heard a shir, okay, I'm going to light this year outside. Look, where is outside? Where is outside? The Gemara says, Manicho yal Pesach habayis mi bachutz. Machlekes Rashi v'teisves, what is bachutz? Could be, we're speaking of a normal house in America, you have a house, and you have a garden in front of your house. Rashi says the Pesach of the Chotzer. Rashi says, the Pesach of the Chotzer is like Rashi. Taisa says the Pesach of the Bites to the Chotzer, but Bitnai, what? I don't remember. Aber other Pesach HaBayis, other the Pesach HaChotzer. Zog the Dvar Yehoshua, he has a raya that he's right. What if that Machlek is Rashi and Teis was weird to light the Menorah? Is Pesach HaBayis or Pesach HaChotzer? But they didn't remember what they did a year before? Where's the Machlek is? You have a Machlek is Rossi the Pshat. Or you have a Machlek is weird to light in the Chanukah? Ask all the kids where they did it last year. What they did? The Torah says that Dvar Yehoshua, from the time of the Gemara, everyone was lighting inside, no one lighted outside. So it was a machlekes belong, the Sadan Rebshat in the Gemara. No one remembered. But look at here, everyone was lighting outside. Was the machlekes Rashi and Teisus. Now we pass in Lemaise, Pesach HaChotzer. The Pesach is Pesach HaChotzer. The machlekes Chazanish and Briskerot. The Chazanish Steiners, today is no Chatzeres. Why? Rashi says in the beginning of Baba Basra, what was the Chotzer? Shroif Tashmishon B'Chotzer. Today we don't have Roif Tashmishon B'Chotzer. I'm not saying, I went to some deers of Bachrim, I saw Roif Tashmishon B'Chotzer. Yeah, these deers take a kula alma they could light in Pesach HaChotzer. You have the washing, they have some couches there. You know, now it's really less deers, but I'm always going to sack deers as a... So in these deers, Roif Tashmishon B'Chotzer, so I've added a kula alma they could light in Pesach HaChotzer. But the most chaser is they don't have Roif Tashmishon B'Chotzer. So the Chazanish holds, when the Beskirov gives up, I said, oh, you are Pesach HaChotzer. Now, there's another Chumra B'Shem the Beskirov, that Zerib David Soloveitchik said that he heard from his father, that it's not enough to have a Pesach of a Chotzer, you have to have a Pesach that is Chayev B'Mezuzah. It has to be a Tzuras HaPesach. If it's not a Tzuras HaPesach, you're not chai. Nish ala maskim with them. Nish ala maskim. It's three sheets, Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach is Chayav Mezuzah. Lemashal, I'll take the main building. I'll speak at this building that we're sitting now, and the main entrance, the one in Rechayv Beis Yisrael, the one that is facing Ner Gavril, not that is facing Beis Sholem. So when Rabbi Yashiv came to for a bris here, we asked him where to light in Ner Chanukah. He said near the main door of the entrance, not downstairs in the steps. Not in the Pesach of the Chotzer downstairs. Rabbi Yashiv pointed to the door. Put it in this, near the yeshiva does it, in this door. So now, in an apartment building, Lefida Chazanish is nowhere to light. Near the door of the apartment is not Rishus Harabim. Downstairs, Lefida Chazanish is Golnish. So Lefida Chazanish, you go to the window. And if you don't have a window, Manicha HaShulchan HaVedayah. Lefida Biskarov, as Eri, his son, Rebbe Foyal did, he lights at the bottom of the building, of the stairs. Now we come to the issue. Now, the shaila is like this. There's another kule, I want to masbir, is a chumre, Reb Moshe Feinstein was very machbir on that. A lot of Rishonim ask a kasha, Ritva and Rashba, if a lot of people are living in one building, where to light? What is the shaila? Look, the Ritva, if ever we light outside, we will not know who is lighting what. So the Ritva says, maybe one person will light for everyone. Or maybe we started the pruta, or maybe one will light outside and the other ones will light inside. Some we show in the macholik. But after we have this, now I think we could come a shtickle to halacha lemaaseh, and I want to be masbir. When a bachur starts to come to think, we have to light Ner Chanukah. So if lav zogin, you have a house, some deers, you go, you have a deer, you open the door, and you on the street. That deer doesn't have a shaila, he mamish could light outside near his door. Pesach ha-pesua ha-roshus ha-rabi. His yoitza le-kula ha-alma, if it's dvar Yeshua not. His yoitza le-kula ha-alma, and his yoitza le-chanukah. Pesach ha-pesua ha-roshus ha-rabi. He opens the door, it's on the street, he doesn't have a chlekes chazanish, he doesn't have a shaila from Tzuras ha-pesach, he doesn't have a shaila Rashi and Teisvis, he doesn't have a shaila harba bnei odom shidorim b'chotzer. He lights, everything is good. The shaila start. A person lives in the mushroom, he lives in an apartment building. He doesn't know what to do. Where to light? Upstairs or downstairs? Downstairs, the Fidei Chazanish is garnished. Upstairs, the Fidei Rabbi Yashiv is garnished. So if he has a window, actually a window is good. He's Lamala Me'asri Mama. He's living Lamala Me'asri Mama. See what Reb Moshe Feinstein says, if it's a building across the street, it's also good. So now a person has to know, but we'll get to it about. I'm just saying, before someone is speaking, a person that doesn't have where to light, the guy doesn't know what to do. To light upstairs the window, but if he's some Rabbi Yashiv, it's not good. And only if Moshe, if window is good, the other building downstairs, the Fidei Chazanish is not good. Then he goes downstairs, he doesn't know where, in the apartment building, or he has like a little passage, and then there's a gate, but there's no Tzuras HaPesach in the gate. So where he lights? The Philip is Karov, it's in the Chotzer. So in the middle is Nishtahar and Nishtahin. And outside is no Tzuras HaPesach. This brings us to the problem that Be'etzem, a lot of reasons that people till today are lighting inside and not following what Gadol HaDor said we have to do is because people don't know where to light. You want to light outside, we're outside. Lefinech has an ish, it's Bo'achal HaVatorah. I don't have a Pesach that I can see outside. The Fidei Biskarov, I go outside, so weird. The Chotzer, it doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. And legabi that, I'm saying Mechad HaChazanish, that you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. Legabi that, you don't need a Bayez, I'm saying Mechad HaBiskarov. So I think I'm Shemazamitzah, if you have an apartment building, and you have a little Chotzer, he said, if it's a little passage, and it's mamish opposite the apartment building, light in the apartment building. But if it's a bit more, even if it doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach, you light there. אז זה, רב שמזלמן אירבך יפסקן, וכך הוא עושה. He himself, didn't, he had, in his house, was steps downstairs, he was scared that he was still the menorah, so he put it upstairs. מהגנובי. So, again, I want to stick to the מסעדה, that for sure every apartment has to be a goof on שדבורי. But למה נראה לי now a person has an apartment building down to the street. He doesn't have a chotzer. So what he wants to do? If you're a Rabbi Yashiv, he has to lie downstairs. מצד שני, הזכיר, maybe the chazon ish is right, the ברוך לבטולה. מה שאומר לי אשי תעשו סוף, he doesn't have a problem, he has a chotzo. He lies downstairs, but he's בקיים בהלוכה. So he lies downstairs, he has a private chotzo. It's not much a closed chotzo, a dog is like a great tashmishom, the people wait it, I mean, so it's a tak in a chotzo. He lies downstairs. So he's your, by him everything is good. By him everything is good. So, but the person is, has a sof. So the machmirim, this is what the Moshe Yisrael is sure, Hanukkah here brings down, they lie downstairs with a bracha, and they run upstairs, they don't talk, they run upstairs, and light the second menorah upstairs. Like this, the Yoytzer Mimon Efshach. Downstairs, the Yoytzer Rebbe Yashiv, upstairs, the Yoytzer Chazanish. If they have a window, I'm not a good. If it's the Malam Master Mamu, the Chazanish gave a good Eitzah. If a person has in his dira a porch that has a door, so you light in the door of the porch, so then it's like Pesach HaBayis. Pesach HaBayis. Even in Lemaisa, people can go inside from the porch. Chaznish said, but if it's a fire, the fire engine, they come in from the door. It's a big fire, from where the fire engine goes. They climb up and they go in. So that's like Pesach HaBayis. You're laughing. I remember I said it over, this Maisa, I said over, it was 5-6 years ago. It was the Kvutza Bachrim, one learned in the mirror, Moshe Friedman, his name was, the rest were from different yeshivas. The kids, he came back to his deer, and he told him that this year he's lighting, it's the best place. Because especially if you light inside, you also have the house, you go to the shittas of the heavens in the house, you also go to the window if it's a glass door, and you also go to Pesach HaBayis. Mamash Yaita out. Kids, they were making chayzik of it. Kids, in the middle of the night, there was a fire in the deer, and the fire just saved the bachim to this porch. The keach and the chazanish. The tom is lachim, the avam and the mulas chachomim. So all of these bachim were saved through the fire engine climbing on the steps and taking them out the door of the porch. Now, avad and a marshal. A bachim comes to... We'll get back in a second. A person wants to light, but everything is taken. People took everything from all the sides. He doesn't have where to light. So that's the halacha. If you don't have where to light downstairs, this is the way Chazal stole the takana. You go to the window. You don't have a window, many chal shukhove. A person doesn't have to... If you don't manage, this is the place. Now, lemoshel, a bacher in a yeshiva. A bacher in the yeshiva wants, let me say, the bacher in the yeshiva wants to be yoytze both shittas. He also wants to light outside and also wants to light inside. He also wants to light outside and also wants to light inside. So it's two eitzes. He could light two menorahs, or he could be mishtatev bepruta with a guy that light outside, and he himself will light inside. We'll see next week. It's not so pashut to mishtatev in pruta. The halacha b'chasanoi that mishtatev bepruta really helps. It's bederech klal if it's a balabais and you're a guest. Two bochrim doesn't help that they're mishtatev bepruta. So suffik the mishne bruta. But it's a suffik. So a lot of people, they light in the room or in the dira, and outside Moshe they have a dira. Outside, all of the guys chip together, they buy one menorah, and then they light inside. Like this, they light to both shittas. But it's kedai that the bochur that lights outside will be a chsidishah. So it will be masking to light outside. Because if he's a litvasher, so he could light the menorah before you. So if the diavad is yoitze, so when you do the bracha inside, you're bracha levatol already. So if you mechaven that the guy will light outside and be meitze to you, and then you will light another inside, it's a bracha levatol. So either you take a chsidish that he will light later, or you make a tnai that if he's lighting outside, and the diavad you can be yoitze, you don't want to be yoitze. If lo yitzu be diavad you not yoitze inside, so you want the yoitze by him, because chotzi you will have outside. But on the side of the Bediyevet, you could be Yitzhak outside, and he lies before you, and the Bediyevet, you could be Yitzhak inside, you make a that night kofur, then it's not a problem. So, again, so the Gabi the Diras, that I think the Psag is quite poshut, that Yesh al min lismoich, to light inside, but Me'ikar Adin is to light outside, or at least to have a window that people could see. Every time when I go around the Diras, I say like this. I look around. If they have a good window I call B'toich Esri Mamo, or Mamish, a lot of buildings cross the street, I tell them, Yesh al Malismach. If they have a Shvacha window, So then I say, Lamaise, could be an Aviyot of the Evet. Because you don't have a window. Then you have to be Choshes to Rabbi Yashiv to light also outside. So the guy says, I have to Machmir Rabbi Yashiv or not, I say. So if you have a festive window, Mamish B'Teich HaSrim, it's only a Chumre. If it's the Moshe only building and a building across the street, and you only have a Moshe, then it's better to be Yitzel also Rabbi Yashiv. If you have a door of a porch, then you don't have to be choshes to the Rabbi Yashiv. So every time you have to see, that is another shayla in the dira, real light. Because we'll see in the dira, this will see next year, that Chazal, you have to eat the mokim ha'achile. If bochim have rooms that the minig of the other bochim don't have rights to go into their rooms, you can't light them in every dira. It's not like any half that you can light in every room. Then you have to know. You have to know if it's not your room, or that they let you at least in Chanukah to eat there or to dreitzach b'alten. You have to know if you're the matzit. So again, this again gets my list. The mashal. Abacha tells me the only place to light is in the room of Yankel, and Yankel mamish doesn't, you know, to go inside b'alten. So then you tell him by your attack it's kedai to better to lie downstairs, because the pshat is this room is for sure not your room. So as the window, it's not there. So only in your room. Your room, you don't have a window. So Yenim is masking with Abed Yevin. So then, Mitzirut Rabbi Yashiv. So I'm saying, here you have to know Alamo, when you know the Pirta Aloch is, Alamo, you go down to light in the Chotzer. But in this deal, the Chotzer doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. So he says, Biskerov, it's not so good anyways. So in Bishnah, a lot of deals, they make Tzuras HaPesach for Pesach, for Chanukah. So, Alamo, you have to make Schal Mitzvah Kenegedev Seder. But let me get to the Yeshiva, Unzer Yeshiva. So, where you could light in this building? So, is Yeshivas that they light in the dining rooms? So, the mice in our Yeshiva, they don't insist to light in the dining room. So, maybe it's not a problem. We'll speak next week. Could be you have to eat in the room. We'll see the different madregas. Bochum that sleep in the same building that they eat. Bochum that eat one meal in this, so they come out. Everyone has to eat different places. Yeah. Well, this is not a shayla if you have to eat in your room or not. This might get the next week. This is plotting. But the shayla is, where you're lighting. Where you're lighting. So, in the yeshiva by us, if the mashal, you sleep in this building. So you could light in the main building, the main entrance. The same thing in the second entrance, you could light near the door. I think some people do a Tzuras HaPesach here, and they light also in the end of the chotzah. But near the two doors, you have adequate light. As I'm sure, Zalman Gehalten, Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Moshe Sternberg holds, especially in this building, in the Sholem, that the bacher could light in the door of his room. Because it's like a Shusar Rabbi. People pass him. Why I'm saying especially this building at the Sholem, and I'm not saying Beis Yishayah, because the way that I know this, I think in Beis Yishayah, the two floors that the dorm, people that don't live there don't dreitach though. Here in these rooms, in this yeshiva, the doorways are, you know, is passages. From the kelu to the aitzah, to the zosnashi, to the airplane. When all the nechatim says, you go around. So it's ending Beis Sholem. The guy walks in, takes a shortcut from here, a shortcut from there, goes down to the dining room. The dorm is a part of the passage of the building to get from one place to the other. So the mele is like a shtigel of Rabbi. I would be scared to be Sfaimach on that. And it's Rambayish of Shtarambuch. So Bogdan wanted to do that, and wanted to light there. I tell him to open the door, and to light it in the frame of the door. Then the Yoytze also has Manichim Shulchan of the Dayan. If they will light it outside the door, could be it's nowhere. Could be it's nowhere. So it's better inside the frame. But then, you know, they leave the door open and the Shai Bnei Aganovim. Okay. The Iker problem is Shabbos. If you do it in Shabbos, so how you close the door? It's mukta to move the... So you have to put something in the chair that you can move it after it. Reb Nissim Karelitz says that here it doesn't help, because Valbet and Stoilek, you're not allowed to move it because you need it here for the Chanukah. So normally you max it to stay. So the best thing is to put something on, and after it to push it Kilach HaYad. The Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to, you can say Mechad. So, Lemosh, we'll take this building. So, Abacha comes to ask me where to light. So, I tell him like this. If you don't have good windows here, So then the best thing is to light also downstairs. If you have good windows, meaning that your windows on the first floor, you have windows to the street, you can light in the window. But the evidence is good. Could be if the ritva downstairs is not good because it's not nikah who it belongs to. If it has a niche, the moshe. Some people say, no, in yeshiva it's better to light downstairs. The chazanish will be masking. Why? Because it's not like the building here is a part, this is the house. The moshel. Eat, you eat here. Showers, you take there. Svarim, you look in the library. Learn, you learn in the mismatch. Offer service, you get there. It's your building, you get all different things. Here you have a coffee machine, here you have a library, here you have food. Here you have this machine, that machine. Everything is mesudar for you. So we're looking at like one big house. So Anders zogen that in the yeshiva, even the chazanish should be moide. So I'm saying like this. A bachur that wants to light downstairs, me'ikar adin is the best thing. This is what the Eliashiv, you know, Meiser Rav was moira in our yeshiva. But I'm saying again, if he has a window and he wants to light in the window, yesh le'al malis moich, especially some rishonim hold, when there's so much people, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was holding like that, it doesn't look that it's yours better than it looks in the room. But, if your window is namala me'esim amam, and then it's very shvach. So some places here it's not so bad because Nechama, the street goes up. So it could be there straight. It's more lemala me'esrim amo. Some windows yes, some windows not. So if you have, so there the street is straight, it's not lemala me'esrim amo. So if you don't, if you have a good window, again, it's better to light downstairs also. Or at least to be mishtatef in the chsidishe downstairs. And then to light upstairs. But be'ikar adin, you can light downstairs and it's enough. If you don't have a good window, so then for sure to light downstairs. If you want, you can also light upstairs. The most in Beis Yishaya, I look today, so you have to be makbid. Again, downstairs is mamash a good place. All that Pesach, after the glass door, this is the Pesach to light. Now the people that are facing the street Beis Yisrael, they could light in the windows. Because they have to be makbid. In the middle of the windows is like a glass, there's a kriya. So you have to do other on top of it, other on bottom of it. The people that are facing the street, the Golnish Dalton, so I went there to check. I standed there for 10 minutes, I'm sorry, 5 minutes. Two cars passed when I standing there. So Weisstein's people passed there. Shortcut. So I think by the Evid, you can light also there, and it's considered some of the Shusar Abi. I would say that some of the lighting there, it's Kedai to Mishtatev downstairs. Person that is facing Beis Yisrael, again, the Fir Rebel Yashiv to light downstairs, not in the window. But Yashle Al Mal Yisrael. There, I would say, also you could say, Abba, they're ready to be makbid than Rebel Yashiv. Much more important to be makbid than Rebel Yashiv. Now, Legabi Stam De Aloche, buildings that are Gavar Lemalo Me'esri Mamo, especially now that we are Choshesh, before us, Manich HaShulchan HaVedai, but now we Netzachon, and we became Dinu De Gemor, you have to light outside. As we said, window is also good. This is Be'etzem, the Ikar Kula that we're using it is, that we're using the middle Chakire, that window is also very good. If the building is Lemalo Me'esri Mamo, the Gemara says that it's not good. The Katchila, the Gemara says, Lemalo Me'gimel, Pochis Me'yud. Now, the window could be even Lemalo Me'esri. So, Reb Moshe Feinstein and Rav Vozner say, when Azei stayed in Ritva HaChadoshim, that if it's a building across the street, it's a good. B'Shem Reb Eliashiv, they say Reb Eliashiv says it doesn't help. Chazal said, Lemalo Me'esri Mamo, has to be Reshus for Rabim. When it's a building across the street and people could look in, it's a Golnish. Now, you think it's so pushy to go to light outside? He said, you have to know how to light. A whole mumchias we'll speak about next week. As another problem. The Gemara says, Nechanike manichoi betefach asomuch lapesach. O bechala lapesach. The Chazal said a place. This is my door. Bechala lapesach. And the side till a tefach. If you move more from a tefach away from the door, it's a broche levatole. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that if the menorah or the box or the closet or the shelves that they do is betoich the tefach, so the whole thing we look at it and people realize that it belongs to the tefach. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is very machmer on it, and he holds that the candles need to be betoich tefach asamuch la pesach, that it's kimat impossible, only if you do it inside the halal. So if someone tries to do it and it's impossible, he doesn't have to feel bad. It's impossible, if you don't have a door, you go upstairs, you feel all good. Then, when you go downstairs and everything is hot downstairs, you don't have to feel bad. If there's no downstairs, the ketchila you could light upstairs. And also some bachim, they wait till the last minute and then they light in the room. Just, I was misupik if when you come down and that day you see the empty space, maybe you have to go back down. Wanna be, if a person is living in a place, lemalu me'esri ma'aba, and there's no buildings across the street. So the Prima Gadim says, so there's no inyan to put in the window. The Pri Chodesh. The Prima Gadim says, fault is the inyan to put it in the window, even if it's lemalu me'esri ma'aba. So this is the reason to light in the window. Now, there's another shaila that we have to know. Sidom menoiras, I don't know how they call them in English, I think they call them yudaika menoiras. The Yudaika menorahs are, they have like a nice silver back and a nice menorah. So a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, they have Yudaika menorahs. Till they heard our shir, they would light inside the house. Now they heard they have to go to the window. They go to the window and they put it in the window and no one can see in the house the menorah anymore. Because the back of the menorah is covering it. So you have to know. If me'ikar adin, we are right, the haino, that you have to light outside. And the window is like outside. So what if no one sees it inside? But vile could be that window is garnished. And the only reason that you yoitz it today is because the mekayim da alochev manichu ha-shulchon ha-vedayar. So if you're lighting outside, you're lighting outside. But if you're lighting inside, be'etzem, the window is garnished. So why you yoitz it? What's the malam ha-esri mamo? Because manichu ha-shulchon ha-vedayar. Manichu ha-shulchon ha-vedayar, you have to have that the people inside will see it. So if you would take such a menorah, you could lose the whole purpose. If we are for sure right, that is outside, and for sure every window is working within outside, you don't have to see it. But if the pshat is outside, this is why you could light in the windows today, not because the shtikul teir that it's also like outside. It's not like outside. Just b'di'evin, manicha ha-shulchan ha-vedayo is also good. B'di'evin, manicha ha-shulchan ha-vedayo is good, you have to have the device to see. So then a person has to be careful. Think better not to, if you're lighting in the windows, to be mevater on the Yudaika menorahs.